Linked with the previous prayer, which effortlessly fulfills our wishes, is this prayer. The prayer which immediately removes all obstacles. Here, Padmasambhava appears in semi-wrathful form, manifesting the power and authority to stop troublesome demons in their tracks. He summons them towards him in order to tame their wild and disruptive tendencies. It is vital to recall that there are no real or existent demons. There is only energy. This is the energy of the ground source emptiness. If it is seen as such, it is quiescent. If it is not clearly seen, it absorbs our hopes and fears, and this intermingling manifests as the forms and situations which terrify us. Everything, including ourselves, is within the whole, the infinite play of clarity. If this is disregarded, we are at the mercy of the hopes and fears arising from dualistic karmic vision. Each verse has the same refrain, offering us words of connection, faith, and comfort. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. The prayer outlines some of the great activities performed by the Lotus Born. Remembering his great qualities, and especially his ability to keep his word and fulfill his commitments, gives us confidence that in this life, and in particular at the time of our transference or our death, he will be with us, guiding us to him. As pointed out earlier, the periods just before, during, and after death are times of heightened vulnerability. The outer situation changes rapidly, and this sets off intense reactions in our mind stream. This outer turbulence and inner agitation is like a magnet for many kinds of demons. They are the unsettled and unsettling patterns of energy which seek out disturbance as their food. Hence this prayer emphasizes the importance of not going under the power of agitation and fear. Rather, we can turn towards the precious Guru and hold fast to his securing presence. His power is sufficient, so we should avoid dispersal of our focus and unify our mind with his. The key point is undistracted devotion. So, even if the prayer is mentioning events we are unfamiliar with, we should trust the mood of these sweet words and open to Padmasambhava, the apparition of our own intrinsic purity. The prayer which removes obstacles from the path. Om Ah Hung. Guru, we pray to you. Dharmakaya Guru, we pray to you. Guru, we pray to you. Sambhogakaya Guru, we pray to you. Guru, we pray to you. Nirmanakaya Guru, we pray to you. Guru, we pray to you. Please clear away all obstacles and difficult circumstances. Guru, we pray to you. Please grant us both supreme and general accomplishments. These first lines come from the Lama Sangyu. Om Ah Hung Dharmakaya Amitabha, we pray to you. Sambhogakaya Avalokiteshvara, we pray to you. Nirmanakaya Padmasambhava, we pray to you. You, my Guru, are the wonderful emanation. Born in the land of India, you studied and practiced there, then came to the center of Tibet and tamed the arrogant local gods. You stayed in the land of Urgyen and acted for the sake of beings. When we see your wonderful form, your right hand shows the sword mudra, and your left hand shows the summoning mudra. Your smiling face displays your teeth, and you gaze upwards. You, the benefactor of beings who holds the victor's lineage. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When you studied the precious holy Dharma, your body was shining and radiant with rays of light. Your right hand held the volumes of the Buddha's teachings, and your left hand held the text of Vajrakila. You fully comprehended the profound doctrines. You, the scholar of Yanglishō. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When you put the local gods under vow, you were at the joyous, stainless, holy place on the border of India and Tibet, which you blessed before coming north. On that hill, fragrant with sweet scents, the lotus flowers blossom, even in winter, at the spring with the elixir water of enlightenment, most excellent place of happiness. There you appeared in the pure style of a superior one, wearing the Dharma robes. In your right hand, you held a nine-pointed vajra, and in your left, a precious casket containing rakta and liberating elixir. You put the Dakinis and local gods under vow, and, seeing the face of your path deity, you gained accomplishment. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When you were establishing the Jinnah's doctrines, you performed practice in the forest of Yari, and, throwing your mantra nail into the open sky, you caught it with the Vajra Mudra and rolled it between your hands. You rolled the purpa and threw it into the forest of sandalwood, which burned like an inferno, so that even the lake nearby dried up. The abodes of the Tautoko gods on the dark side of the mountains were burnt right out, and Yakshanagpa was annihilated. You are the supreme destroyer of demons. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you. Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind, please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When you were subduing the cannibal demons, you appeared in the form of a youthful emanation. Your physique was absolutely wonderful, with an excellent colour, perfect teeth, and shining golden hair. You appeared as a 16-year-old, adorned with various jewel ornaments. Your right hand held a purpa of bell metal, with which you subdued the Maras and Rakshas. Your left hand held a purpa of red acacia, with which you protected your devoted disciples. You wore an iron purpa at your neck. You, who are not different from the path deity. You are the non-dual emanation, the ornament of the world. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you. Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind, please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When you turned your attention to the land of evil spirits, you entered a place of raging fire. You transformed it into a lake, a narrow flight wide, and there, on top of a lotus, you sat, very coolly practicing meditation within the lotus. Your name then was Pema Junni, and you really gained perfect Buddhahood. You, the wonderful emanation. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When, like the sun, you brought light to the land of Tibet, you were the supreme guide for faithful beings and showed whatever form was necessary to tame and educate them. On the pass of Sankar, you put Dralanyin under vow. In the country of Tsawe Tashashu, you put the 21 Lai Drenpa Chen under vow. At Jamtrin in Mangyu, you gave general attainments to the Gelongji. You, the especially exalted, supreme Vijvadara. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. At Pamotang village, on the plain of Palmo, you put the Tenma Chöni under vow. On the mountain of Kala in the land of Tibet, you put Gangka Same under vow. At the village of Damsho, near Mount Labe Nying, you put Tungla Yajur under vow. Among all the great local gods and demons, some offered their life essence. Some agreed to guard the doctrine, and some promised to be your servants, for your power and miracles are very strong. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you. Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind, please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. When you raised the victory banner of the doctrines of the Holy Dharma, you caused Samye Monastery to arise effortlessly without laborious construction, and you fulfilled all the king's wishes. You were known by the names of your three excellent manifestations, Pema Junye, Padmasambhava, and Sokye Dorje. Your secret name was Dorje Drugput Sal. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. You perform practice at Samye Chimpu and, repelling all bad circumstances, you bestowed accomplishments and placed the king and ministers on the path of liberation. You caused the demise of the doctrines of the demonic bone, and, with the precious treasure of the stainless Dharmakaya, you established the fortunate ones in the state of Buddhahood. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. Then you went to the land of Urgyen, where now you tame the cannibal demons. Supremely wonderful for beings, you are the marvellous one with the amazing deeds. Your powers and miracles are very strong. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you, Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind. Please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. Possessing the three kayas, you are the supreme guide for beings. Having purified all obscurations, you know the three worlds clearly, just as they are. Having gained the supreme accomplishment, you have the body of supreme happiness. With your compassion, please bless us. Lead us to salvation with your loving care. Grant us accomplishments with your presence. Remove our obstacles with your power. Resolve outer obstacles where they are. Resolve inner obstacles where they are. Resolve subtle obstacles in emptiness. We prostrate with devotion and take refuge in you. Guru Padmasambhava, with the indestructible body, speech and mind, please grant us the accomplishment of Buddhahood. Padmasambhava wrote his practices by himself. I, his follower, Jomo Yeshe Sogya, requested this prayer in order to dispel the obstacles of the lineage holders who will come later. The lineage holding followers must practice and pray. To pray with this prayer just once will remove all obstacles for 24 hours. All that you wish for will undoubtedly be attained. May this text be found by a faithful lineage holder. This is the Dharma treasure of Bamkyal Mukpo, Zangpo Dragpa. Vows, seal, seal, seal. The Barche Lamso, the prayer which removes obstacles from the path. This comes from the book Lotus Source by C.R. Lama and James Lowe. The original prayers in Tibetan with word-for-word translation and supplementary notes will be found within the book. Read by Wendy, August 2023.